I'm not saying it was easy. Change is hard at any age, and aligning my actions with my beliefs took time and effort. Have you ever felt like you've lost yourself? Like the person you're living as doesn't reflect who you truly are inside? That's exactly how I felt a few years ago when I turned 65. I realized I didn't like the person I had become or the life I was living. I felt disconnected from my values, as though I'd been drifting through life without a clear sense of purpose. And that scared me. I didn't want to die with regrets, wishing I had been braver, kinder, or more authentic. That fear was my wake-up call. Enough was enough. I decided I needed to make a change. But where do you even start when you feel like you've been off course for so long? Oddly enough, this podcast became my turning point. Writing episodes forced me to research topics like self-esteem, confidence, and boundaries, making me think deeply about what those concepts meant in my life. I had the idea of being a fraud, preaching values I wasn't living myself. So I started doing the work. I sat down with a notebook and asked myself tough questions like, what truly matters to me? What do I stand for? Who do I want to be? I realized my values had been buried under years of guilt, fear, and self-doubt. Slowly, I began uncovering them one by one. Writing this podcast became more than just a project. It became a lifeline. Each episode helped me define my values and motivated me to live by them. I'm not saying it was easy. Change is hard at any age, and aligning my actions with my beliefs took time and effort. But the process has given me more peace and confidence than ever. I finally feel like I'm living as I'm meant to be, and if I can do it, so can you. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's dive into today's topic of values. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow as a person so you can bring your best self to parenting and create better family relationships. And if you're ready to invest in yourself and strengthen your relationships, hit that subscribe button. New episodes drop every Thursday. And if you're finding the podcast helpful, it would mean the world if you could take a moment to leave a review. It makes a real difference. So what are values and why do they even matter? Values are the guiding principles that shape who you are and how you live. They influence your choices, actions, and how you treat yourself and others. Think of them as your compass, pointing you in the direction of what truly matters. When you know your values, you have a clear sense of purpose. They help you make decisions, handle challenges, and stay grounded even when life feels overwhelming. Without them, it's easy to feel lost or unsure of who you are. Understanding and living by your values creates an authentic and fulfilling life and sets an example for your kids. They watch how you live, and through your actions, they learn the importance of self-esteem, confidence, and staying true to themselves. Here are some core values that can help guide you, your kids, and your family. Teach your kids to treat themselves and others with compassion. Kindness builds their empathy and helps them connect with others. Encourage your youngsters to explore and ask questions. Curiosity builds confidence and a love for learning. Help your little ones see mistakes as a chance to grow. Resilience makes them stronger in the face of challenges. Show your kids how to respect themselves, others, and their surroundings. Respect is the foundation of self-worth. Give your kids tasks to help them feel capable and valued. Responsibility builds confidence and self-esteem. And here are some for your teens. Authenticity. Teach your teens to be true to themselves, even when it's hard. Authenticity builds strong self-worth. Encourage your teens to own their choices. Accountability strengthens their confidence and integrity. You can help your teens understand others' feelings and perspectives. Empathy builds deeper connections. And how about perseverance? Show your teenager the value of pushing through tough times, because perseverance builds resilience and self-belief. And here are some for ourselves. Integrity. Stay true to your values, even when it's hard. Integrity reinforces your self-worth. Be kind to yourself. Self-compassion strengthens your self-esteem. And how about courage as a value? Face your fears and challenges. Courage helps you grow and feel confident. Learn to say no and protect your emotional space. Boundaries are key to self-respect. And embrace opportunities to learn and improve. Valuing growth fosters confidence and a sense of purpose. Discovering your values is a powerful way to understand yourself better and live with purpose. Here are some questions to reflect on to determine what matters most to you. Try thinking about a time when you felt proud of yourself. What were you doing? And why did it matter to you? How about what qualities do you admire most in others? Why do they stand out to you? If someone described you in 3 words, what would you want them to say? What is something you couldn't imagine living without? And why is it so important? Think about a difficult choice you made or are thinking about making. What value is guiding your decision? Here is an example many people have. You had the difficult decision to leave a comfortable but fulfilling job. It isn't easy because you are financially stable with a predictable routine, but feel unhappy and unfulfilled. The values that can guide your decision are authenticity, being true to yourself, your passions, and the life you want to create. Choosing to walk away means starting over in some ways, but it also can open the door to other work that brings you joy and fulfillment. It is scary, but staying aligned with your core values makes the decision feel right, even in the midst of uncertainty. Here's one to think about. When do you feel most at peace or happiest? What's happening in those moments? Describe a time when you felt disappointed in yourself. What value did you go against and how did it feel? Have you ever said yes to something but regretted it later? What value might you have ignored? Think of a conflict you had with someone. What values were at play for you and for them? Here's an example. You have a conflict with a close friend about how to communicate. You value honesty and directness, so you address issues openly when they arise. On the other hand, your friend values harmony and avoids confrontation at all costs. You notice something feels off between you, so you ask them if anything is wrong. They keep saying, "It's nothing." But the tension grows. Finally, you sit them down and ask them directly, "What's happening?" They admit they feel upset about something you said, but didn't want to bring it up because they don't want to hurt your feelings. This conversation helps both of you see things more clearly. You realize you must approach sensitive topics more carefully, and they know the value of honesty, even when it feels uncomfortable. We learn to balance needs for honesty. You learn to balance your needs for honesty and their need for harmony, which strengthens your friendship. You learn to balance your needs for honesty and their need for harmony, which strengthens your relationship. Conflicts like this help us grow when we take time to understand others' values. How about you? Have you experienced something similar? What values shaped that experience? Here are some other questions you can ask yourself. What's one thing you've done that you're not proud of? Ooh, how does it reflect or go against your values? Describe a moment when you felt deeply connected to someone. What values brought you together? What's one belief or value you've held since you were a child? Why has it stayed with you? When you have felt misunderstood, what value was at the core of your feelings? What makes you feel angry or frustrated? Are there values being ignored or violated? Write down your answers and look for patterns. Are there values like kindness, honesty, or courage that stand out? Use these reflections to create your list of core values. Protecting your values is like keeping the lighthouse's light shining bright, even in a storm. It takes effort, but it's worth it. Here are some ways to protect your values. Know your values. Start by identifying what matters most to you. When you know your values, it's easier to stand by them. Set boundaries. Protect your values by saying no to things that don't align with them. Boundaries help you stay true to yourself and avoid unnecessary stress. Stay consistent. Live your values daily. Even small actions can strengthen your values. Surround yourself with support. Spend time with people who share and respect your values. They will encourage you and help you stay on track. Practice assertive communication. Speak up when something doesn't align with your values. Be polite but firm when defending what matters to you. And lastly, reflect regularly. Take time to check in with yourself. Are you living by your values? If not, what can you change to get back on track? Protecting your values isn't always easy, but it builds confidence and self-respect. Honoring your values sets an example for your kids and creates a meaningful and authentic life. Remember, aligning your life with your values is never too late. Start small, reflect often, and stay consistent. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. Also available at lessonsforlifewithgrandmacate.com are links to purchase my children's book in a series called Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. Follow along as Lily, her brother Zach, and their friends, guided by Grandma Kate, discover their inner magic of self-esteem and confidence through creative activities and heartfelt lessons. Grandma Kate empowers each of them to face life challenges with courage and joy. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?